Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Together. Anyhow,
well,
we can shift gears here.
You know, if you're married or if you're living together, I mean, some people don't need a marriage license to hook up.
We don't need no piece of paper from the city.
No way, man. That's bad girl Joni Mitchell singing about cohabitation, which eventually became a subject for a cheesy sitcom by the 1980s.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
Three's Company, Janet, Chrissy, and Jack. Still a tiny bit dangerous in the 1980s, but by the 2006 movie Breakup, cohabitation is all about counting lemons.
What my baby wants, my baby gets.
No, but I wanted 12. Baby wanted 12.
Why do you want 12?
Because I'm making a 12-lemon centerpiece.
So no one's even going to eat the lemons? You're suggesting to me that these are just show lemons?
New data from the Census Bureau, that's from the movie Breakup, Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, who lived together in wacky hijinks in the Hollywood movie. But the Census Bureau shows, according to data released this week, that 1 in 10 opposite-sex couples living together are unmarried. And this isn't necessarily like a precursor to marriage. It's an enormous jump in the number of people who are cohabitating and thinking that it's absolutely no big deal, which motivated us to call our friend James Burnett, who's the pop culture and urban living writer for the Miami Herald. He's also author of the Burnetticut blog, and he joins us from the studios of WLRN Public Radio for South Florida. James, you took this data really deep into your own personal life and decided to explore cohabitation from the James Burnett perspective.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, James.
I had to take it personally, you know, with a little bit of humor, of course. My father's a preacher, and my mother, the preacher's wife. And I recall with a little bit, seriously, like from the movies. But, I recall with a little bit of humor a few years ago before my wife and I got married. I swear I'm only half joking when I say that my folks would have prayed down a plague on us had we moved in together prior to marriage.
So what changed?
We had sleep. Nothing changed.
I see. So they still, I see. So they're a little worried about the whole thing. I see.
Well, they were. We're married now, have been for 3 years. But prior to that, I really think they might have tried something like that. But it was their old moral standards. It was their old religious standards, neither of which I hold against them or anybody else. Of course, they're my folks. But I noticed that people from my generation just have a completely different take on it.
Well, you say it's a financial strategy issue way more than a moral issue. Explain.
Now it is. Absolutely. The best way to get feedback on stories like this is to consult people who are doing it. So I went to my friends, my peers. People in their early to mid-30s who are not married yet, and every last one of them who are couples who are living together said that they're doing this to save money, to share the bills, share the cable bills, share the utilities, so on and so forth. And if in the long run the relationship doesn't work, they're okay with that because along the way they saved a few bucks.
There's really two interesting aspects I thought about this. One is that this is the first time the Census Bureau ever specifically asked that question to people, whether or not they were cohabitating with something. In 2007, interesting note. Second of all is USA Today did an interesting poll. And they found that half of the people they polled thought living together makes it less likely that you're going to divorce. So not only is there perhaps some monetary issue at hand, but also this sense that this is good for building relationships.
It's practice. It's practice.
Out of time
absolutely.
Tryouts.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. Several academic studies back up the USA Today poll from the University of Wisconsin, Western Washington University, Cornell, Penn State. One of those studies said that 28 people who cohabitate with their eventual spouse are 28% less likely to get divorced later than those who wait.
That's different from what it was 20, 30 years ago, where probably a much smaller group of people were living together before they get married and maybe were more like, Sid
heathens.
And Nancy from, the heathens. Sex Pistols or
heathens
something.
Heathens comes to mind, right? James,
yes,
heathens.
Absolute heathens, hellfire and brimstone. Heathens who were not considering, again, the financial aspect or anything else. It was just, I can't do this because my neighbors, my relatives will frown on me. And, I even put this out there on my blog. And overwhelmingly, readers said that you have to live with your eventual spouse before you get married because you have to test the waters.
Well, Burneticut Dude, James, I wish we had more time to talk about this. You are the author of the Burneticut blog, a pop culture and urban living writer for the Miami Herald, James Burnett.
Yes,
because,
I am.
You know, one of the great details in your blog, we can't talk about it, is that you use your pad as the get away from her space and you live together in her place. That's a whole other subject. James, thanks for being with us.
No worries.
All right, we're always on at The Takeaway. You can catch up with us on Facebook and Friend Feed.
And today marks the one-year anniversary of the tragic Minnesota bridge collapse. And we're also talking about cohabitation. Numbers go through the roof.
Today's Takeaway.
Things are not good for Miranda.
That was Susan Pfeffer, who writes children's book, the author of Life as We Knew It and The Dead and the Gone.
What are your favorite post-apocalyptic kid stories? 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adoree Udoji. This is The Takeaway.